Hit the pace car?
Hit the pace car!
What for?
Because you hit every other damn thing out there. I want you to be perfect. Now go on, go, go, go!
Sterling Marlin has jumped out of his car. He's going around to look at the right front fender. Oh, he can't do that.
Pull it off a little bit.
Pull it off a little bit.
All right, that means, of course, it's time for the lug nut of the race. And I think anybody that gets Kyle Petty mad enough to come and rip their window net down or get in their face did something stupid enough to warrant lug nut of the race. We're going to give it to Denny Hamlin for running all over the back of Kyle Petty.
That is a new rule in the lug nut of the race award, the Kyle Petty rule.
If you get Kyle mad enough to come
after
you.
Kyle mad enough, the automatic.
Automatic lug nut. Well, automatic. I think Denny Hamlin earned it after battling through flu over the weekend on Saturday to win the Busch Series race. He didn't do nearly as well in the Nextel Cup race. Wrecked Kyle Petty, and Kyle was
hardly.
Pretty mad at him. And, of course, Denny waited till he had crew members to grab him and then went after Kyle, made it look good for TV. Anyway, coming up, real quick, did want to mention Tony Urey Jr., Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s crew chief, of course, won't be for too much longer. Just a couple of weeks, they go to Talladega, and after that race, Tony Urey Jr.'s leaving. Tony Gibson will take over for the remainder of the season, and Tony Urey Jr. is going to go ahead and go to work for Hendrick Motorsports.
Well, that's a great move.
I think it is, too. Start getting familiar with things over there. He's going to bring a lot of team members with him, apparently. And start the work toward next season at Hendrick Motorsports. And there's also been some talk. Rick Hendricks said they're still kind of in the kind of
Junior
kicking it around stage.
Early.
Well, at least for a test. They've got a car tomorrow, or got a test coming up at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Maybe it is a COT test. I can't remember that for sure. But they have a test coming up at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and talking about getting Junior in a Hendrick car for that before season's in. Hey,
I think there's a real good shot that Junior will be with Hendrick before this season is over.
I don't know, because there again, it goes back to, will DEI let him? Will DEI, parentheses, Teresa, let him go?
And
we'll
stand
see.
By.
But at least wanting to get Junior in a car, Hendrick Motorsports car.
Junior wants to
for
go.
A test session. Oh, sure he does. Start getting ready for next year, you bet. But Tony Urey Jr. will leave after Talladega, and he will join Hendrick Motorsports before the 2007 season completes. All right, race three in the Nextel Cup Series, Chase for the Championship 2007, comes up next week.
Where?
About 15 minutes straight north of where we are right now here in the Kansas City area, Kansas Speedway. And Clint Bowyer has never won there, but did lead a lot of laps at Kansas Speedway last week, and so he's certainly looking forward to a homecoming. He's only, in fact, been in the one race there and did get a top 10 last year after having some trouble, but he did lead about 43 laps in that event last season. Of course, Jeff Gordon won the first two events at Kansas Speedway, and he has an average finish just outside the top five, but actually in six races there. He has three top fives, four top tens. One poor finish kind of dropped his average down. Tony Stewart, in six races, has five top tens and got the win last year, but put a big asterisk by that.
If the situation is the same this year, he will not get the win.
No, because you may remember Tony Stewart last year, not in the chase for the championship, was able to take a gamble on fuel and stretched his fuel beyond the limits, literally out of gas as he crossed the finish line. But he had such a huge lead, he was able to literally coast engine off across the finish line for the win at Kansas Speedway last year. Obviously a gamble he would not take this year under similar circumstances, since he is in the chase for the championship this season. So he won't be winning it that way again, but Stewart has an average finish just outside the top five at Kansas. So I look at guys that have run really well. They're guys that maybe have struggled a little bit. Kurt Busch hasn't even finished, has an average finish outside the top 20 at Kansas, just a couple of top 10s in six races. And Denny Hamlin has not fared too well in his first couple of races there at Kansas Speedway, even though he got his first career pole there 2 years ago at Kansas. It's probably going to be, who do you think? We're not a car of tomorrow next week. We're back to the car of this
today.
Year. The car of this year before it becomes the car of yesterday soon. But
boy, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with Jeff Gordon. I just, they've run so well all year. This is the type of track where a couple of years ago they really struggled, but they've put a lot of focus on this. This is the type of track they've run very well on the last couple of seasons. So he certainly knows how to get around there, has always run well at Kansas. So I think Jeff Gordon may put a little more solid hold on that points lead next week.
Well,
I'm
thinking the 48 team will be hard to beat here next week.
This is a track they've always run well on, but always seem to have some bad luck on.
Nah, it's going to change.
Yeah, we'll see.
I picked them. It's done deal.
Well,
bet the house.
We'll be back probably nice and sunburned and tired from a long weekend out at Kansas Speedway next week. So be sure and join us, and we will see how it all wraps up. But Jeff Gordon and Jimmy Johnson are our picks. Want to thank engineer Paul Knauer for making things run.
It's
usual mediocre job. Anyway, thanks for joining us. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday after the race at Kansas right here on the Race Report.
Good job, guys. Woo! All you guys done a heck of a job.